I am on a journey and I'm taking you all with me. We are on this journey following the Lord together. Welcome aboard. You are VIP guests on this show. My name is Red. I'll be your host this evening. Thank you for traveling with us here on the Red Blonde Fox Show.
He's doing a great work in us. We thank God for the whole house of the faith. We thank God for those that gave birthday gifts and those that's going to continue to spread out the service and meet me outside. Make sure they get a brown envelope. When you write $100 on the envelope, amen. We thank God. Listen, y'all. I love the people of God. I love laughing. Listen, I need y'all to pray for me on this week because I go out fixed on Wednesday. So, my mouth won't be raggedy like this. Y'all don't see no more of this raggedy mouth. Y'all will see a smile on me, smile on me. Amen. Yay! That's all right. Oh, thank God for the birthday balloons. And like I said, see me at the church. Let's pray. Every year, our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness and we thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your outstretched hand. We thank you because you blessed us to come here in your house one more time. We don't take you for granted. Somebody didn't get up on last night. Somebody, even as we prayed, going to judgment. But you decided with your mercy that you would leave us here and you would give us a brand new day. This day is not like yesterday. It won't be like tomorrow. This is a brand new day. You've got a hand praise for a brand new day that he has given us. God, we thank you. Bless your word. Give us a word for this week to live by. Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord. As a thought for the day, don't touch your neighbor. Look at the neighbor and say, he's my rock. Now, we living in a time that everything is everything. Never seen what we've seen. People are doing some of everything. We ain't never seen a time like this. And I thank God because I believe we are going to be this last generation that's coming up. Right. It won't be long now. You can tell with the earthquakes and all the storms. Look like they're having storms every night in the south. Look like they can't get away from floods and tornadoes. But God got us in his hand. Amen. He's our rock. Then you'll get Psalm 18, 2 and 6. Let me know when you're there.
All right.
The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust. My buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Third verse. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Four. The sorrows of death compassed me. And the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. Five, the sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. Six, in my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Amen. There are many things in this world that people try to build their lives on. Some build on money. I remember I had a friend, and he wasn't often, I think he moved to Peoria, but when I first started going there years ago, me and Brenda was going down there, and Mama was with us. It might have been about close to 30 years ago, but he was always had this get rich scheme. He was going to get rich. I used to listen to him. He said, I'm speaking. I'm okay. He ain't got rich. Some people want to build their life on money.
All right.
But money is not everything. The Lord bless you with money. He teach you how to handle it. You handle it, and you don't let it handle you. People build their life on this world. On this world. This world is not nothing to build your life on. We are pioneers. We should be looking because we're passing through here.
Hallelujah.
And pioneers. Hallelujah. Listen, God got a place for us. We just passing through here. People don't understand why they're going to the church. What they doing in that church? We are prepared to meet the Lord in person. So we stand in the fellowship. So when we close our eyes, we look up, we're going to be with Jesus.
Amen.
Some people build their life on fame. You know, the more I look at TV now, can I be honest with y'all? It's just so faint out to me. And I know I'm looking at it, they ain't doing nothing but acting. And they got their own stages, they go home, they get awards for acting. All they doing is acting. And they are glorifying it. And they have all these award ceremonies going. And oh, I got 2 Emmys, I got 3 Emmys, I got this, I got that. But dude, you got Jesus. Now listen, I see everything different now. As I look in the mirror at life with Christ, I can see the phoniness, the fakeness in movies, in TV. The only thing that I really like is to see the news. I like to know what's going on in my neighborhood. So I watch to find out. Some people build their life up on strength. They think that they gain what they got by their own strength. I got a PhD. Yeah, did you know his daughter went to Harvard? Oh, all his kids graduated from Harvard. Did you know that Jimmy across the street, his daddy got a master's degree? His great-granddaughter, oh, she go to the finest school in the United States. But do she know Jesus? Some of you, they're like own people. Don't build your life on people.
Amen.
Listen, people are human like you are.
Yeah.
Now, the Bible do speak, if you have a wife, you honor your wife.
Amen.
You don't make her your God, you honor her.
Hallelujah.
And she don't make you her God.
Amen.
She honored you and respect you.
Amen.
And that's the way you do that thing. You both respect each other and you work together. Now, I had to tell some people because some people still think, they think that we're in the 1920s and we're in the 1930s. And I had to tell them, no, we're not in that time anymore. And they be saying, well, you know, my wife won't work. She want me to pay all the bills. That's why you're going to live in that neighborhood that you live in because y'all should be working together.
Yeah.
If you work together, then you're going to get somewhere. Ain't going to be this. I ain't gonna work. My husband gonna take care of me. If your husband ain't even making $20,000 a year and he gonna take care of you, help him. Y'all help each other. That's where that thing goes. It's not a one man show. Especially if you have a spouse. Y'all need to help each other, look out for each other, love each other, pray for each other. I do believe today, and I ain't gonna be long, I believe today. The only reason that I got to where I'm at is because my wife praying for me. When my wife met me, I was a dude. I was something to deal with. I'm a Coleman, and a Coleman ain't nobody too much you really want to deal with unless you pray for them. My wife would tell you, listen, she used to tell me sometimes, she said, I'm going to tell my father on you. And I would say, tell your father. And then a week later, I'd be like, she should told him, I started paying attention when she said that. So I thought, I'm going to get better in this area. I'm like, get better in this area. She called him. And when she put her father on me, I'd be like, Lord, help me. help me. I'm not going to do that no more. I'm not going to be smart with her no more. I'm not going to do this no more. I'm not going to disrespect her no more. Y'all don't hear me. After 37 years now, we kind of know each other. And I honor her and she honor me. Y'all don't hear me. But because of prayer, y'all pray for your spouse. Pray for your children. Pray for your brother, your sister. Y'all pray for them. Grandchildren too. Great-great-grandchildren too. See, y'all thought I was kind of, I ain't that old guy because I got great grandchildren. I know I don't look my age. I ain't got to tell me. I know I don't look
it. Say thank you, Jesus.
But everything that is built on a weak foundation will eventually be shaken. I came to tell the church today, there's a rock that cannot be moved. There's a rock that will not crack under pressure. There's a rock that will stand when everything else fails. And his name is Jesus. Let me hear you say his name. He said, Jesus. Who is he? Jesus. I said, he's my rock. In a weary land. Come on, let's give him some praise. He's our hallelujah. He's our rock. I ain't gonna come in here and be silent no more. I'm coming here to lift up the name of the Lord, open my mouth and praise God and give him what he deserves. He deserves praise. Hallelujah. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. The songwriter said, on Christ the solid rock I stand. And all the ground is sinking sand. When trouble comes, he's my rock. When storms rise, he's my rock. When my strength is gone, he's my rock. When people walk away, he's my rock. Anybody had people walk away? Anybody? Had people just didn't want to be bothered with you? Because you messed around and you found out that Jesus is Lord, and now you following Jesus and you ain't following the dope house no more. You ain't following the tarot anymore. You ain't following them anymore. You following after Jesus. People will let you know. Yes, she's going down there to that church. Going down there, I heard he got out there, little Jeff Cole, little bad tail boy that was doing up. Now he down there on that corner, I don't know what he doing. And they can follow him. What's, I don't know what's wrong with these folks. They don't know him like we know him. No, you used to know him.
All right, yeah.
That's the old Jeff. He's my rock when life get hard. Anybody know life can get hard? Sometimes you don't know how you're going to pay a bill. You're standing here with your bill in your hand. I'm telling from experience. I got my bill in my hand and I'm looking at what I got paid, but my money don't match up to my bill, so I wonder how I'm going to pay that electric bill. Then I got my tithes over here. I'm wondering if I'm going to pay my tithes, well, I'm going to pay my electric bill. I remember sometimes I had to pay the bill, but then I come back years later, I pay my tithes, then the bill got paid. Hallelujah. You got to learn to have faith. Have faith. Thank God for faith. Psalm 61. 2 and 5.
Hallelujah.
The second verse. Put it up there,
Psalm 61?
61, verse 2 started.
Okay,
two.
61.
From the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Third verse. For thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. Four. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy weakness. Five. For thou, O God, hast heard my vow. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Yes. The people that went before us, that were saints, we all know somebody that went on to be with the Lord, and a lot of them gone on, who I didn't used to know in this life, as people of God. And as they went on, he given us the heritage of them that went on. We got somebody that we can look at. Y'all don't hear me. We stand on the shoulder of these saints These people of God that went before us, our grandmamas used to talk about, our grandmothers used to say this, say that, don't do this, don't do that. Them people going on to be with the Lord. But they were trying to instruct us to stay with the Lord.
Sean the Barbershop has been serving the Milwaukee community since 2009, for over 15 years. Customer service is exceptionally pleasant, and they are extremely patient with their customers. To schedule an appointment, please visit Sean the Barbershop on 5331 West Hampton Avenue or call 414-202-4756. Hairstyles and haircuts start at $60. That phone number again is 414-202-4756.
What it meant to face hard times. He was hunted by enemies, betrayed by people close to him, and surrounded by danger. I want to check out David. King Saul hunted David for approximately 7 to 10 years. Can you imagine being hunted 7 to 10 years? But if you put it in today's term, can you imagine being hunted by the FBI for 7 to 10 years, running from city to city, changing identity, scared to tell who you are, faking who you are, faking who you ain't, and running all those years?
No peace. That's that.
Looking over your shoulder, everywhere you go.
No peace.
ICE looking for you.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. When a new day, y'all. This period began when David was a young man in his teens or 20s, following his victory over Goliath, and ended when he was 30 years old, at which David was crowned. To get from A to Z, you started at A, then you got to go down the line. F, you got to keep going down the line. G, H, I, you keep going down. All of us that's in here got here by going through something. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody here ever been through anything in their life? Anybody didn't know how they were going to make it? But God saw fit. No, anybody knew? Anybody had any surgeries in their life?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about life and death surgery.
Hallelujah.
You need to be saying, he's my rock. I don't hear you. Every time I go somewhere and look at people, I think they're looking at my head because I was bleeding on the brain and I had surgery. Devil was trying to take me out then.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to them. I'm saying, I hope they're looking at my head because I know how my head looks. But that's all right. God brought me through that.
Yeah.
I could have drowned in my own blood. My wife hadn't told me, get your butt up and get to that emergency room.
Amen.
But God.
But God.
Then messed around and found out I had a kidney disease I was born with, and it caught up with me.
All right now.
In my 50s.
But God.
Went to the hospital, the doctor. Doctor, look up, come back. He said, do you know you got fibrocystic kidney disease? I said, I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? What is that? He said, fibrocystic kidney disease, cysts take over your kidneys. Come here, I'm going to show you the screen. He took me. He showed me my kidneys. Sisters covered them both.
Wow.
And he told me, he said, you ain't got but a few years, they're going to take them over. I'm saying to myself, I don't know what you're talking about. They took me up. But guess what? I went and started looking up and reading up on it. Some people don't even make it to be 10 years old. Some boys don't make it to get to be 20 and 25 and 30.
Wow.
He let me go into my 50s before I started taking over my kidneys. So here I am now. On dialysis, and dialysis ain't nothing but a slow death. But let me hear y'all say, he's my rock.
He's my rock.
Here I am on dialysis.
He's your rock.
Coming home and staying in the bed all day, waking up late in the evening. Wife said, you gonna eat? Yeah, I'm gonna get up and eat and go right back to bed.
Wow.
It drains your strength. Taking all your blood out your body and cleaning it and putting it back in your body is no fun.
Oh, man,
so here I am now, have to lean on the rock.
Uh-huh.
Didn't have a choice. Y'all was praying for me. Y'all remember y'all praying for me? Church was praying for me. Other churches were praying for me. They were praying for me all over the city, all over the country. People out there were praying. And all of a sudden, the one nurse told me, I said, hey, how long did it take to get a kidney? He He said, you ain't been here that long. You ain't been here but a year, so you don't get no kidney that quick. But another nurse heard and came over and told me you need to report him. I said, well, what? Because he shouldn't have said that to you. I said, I don't care nothing about what he said. And I still, every time I see him, hey, man, how you doing, man? Bless you. Bless you. And when I got that kidney, after a year and a half, people still there now, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, 12 years, 13. Did y'all know that? On dialysis. Still haven't got no kidney. But then I began to think about he's my rock. As I stand true, still, and I waited, I watched. I kept saying, God's gonna give me a kidney. God's gonna give me a kidney. I could have made a rap song. God's gonna give me a kidney. And I said it to everybody I talked to. I didn't, every time I said it stronger and stronger. And all of a sudden, I got the kidney. He's my rock. I'm gonna give you guys a prayer. David was pursued. The timeline of this pursuit is generally divided into two phases. Direct hunting. They was hunting David down like a dog. The main period was Saul actively pursuing David across the wilderness of Israel. Exile, refuge, to 4 to 6 years that while David spent seeking sanctuary, hiding from the Philistines in the Philistine territory, hiding with the Ziklag, hiding until Saul's death came. King David faced several betrayals. The most famous one was David's close friend, the counselor. His close is friend. Who defected to support David's son Absalom in an attempt to steal the throne from David. Him and his own son. This event is recorded in 2 Samuel 15 and 18. Psalms 49 says, David wrote extensively about the emotional toll of the specific betrayal. Even my close friend, someone I trusted, someone I someone that was, who was dear to my heart, one who shared my bread and turned against me. David also lamented a close familiar companion who betrayed him in Psalms 55, 12, 14. Absalom, his son. David was betrayed and violently opposed by his own son. A narrative arch found throughout 2 Samuel 15. Dewey betrayed David by telling King Saul that the priest annulled and helped David an account detail in 1 Samuel. The New Testament direct quotes David's experience with betrayal in John 13:8, where Jesus identified that David's betrayal by a close friend was a prophecy that foreshadowed Judah, Issachar, betrayed of Christ.
Torrance's House of Threads, 7732 West Burleigh Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53222. They do have a wardrobe consultant. Please go check them out if you need help with, you know, styling out your clothes. Like me, who was turbulent. Right. Yes. Yes, men and women. Men and women.
Get out of here, y'all. So here we are. He's my rock. If you look at your neighbor, don't touch him. Just say, he's really my rock. David discovered something. His situation was not bigger than his God. Sometimes life will put you in places where you cannot lean on your own understanding. You can't lean on your neighbor. You can't lean on your brother or your sister. You can't lean on your mom or your dad. It comes a time when you have to learn, you have to learn to lean on Jesus. He's my rock. You may face storms you didn't even expect. Battles you didn't start. But I often tell somebody, and I shouldn't, I might stop saying if you start the battle, we're going to finish it, but I'm not going to do nothing. Y'all don't hear me.
Amen.
I'm not going to bust a grape on Easter Sunday. Hallelujah. Battles you didn't start. Tears nobody seen. Anybody crying in the midnight?
Yeah.
Anybody really crying late in the midnight hour? Struggles nobody knew about. You know, sometimes we try to be all strong and struggling. Everybody ain't doing it. Oh, yeah, I'm doing good today. You know, you ain't doing good today. You know, you're down in a dump, but you're speaking good so you can come up out of the dump. Whatsoever man you sow, he's going to reap. Open your mouth and speak it. I'm coming out of this. Hallelujah. I'm coming out of it. The same God that brought you through yesterday is still your rock today. Somebody needs to hear this. The storm may shake you, but it cannot destroy you. When you are standing on the rock, he is my rock because he protects me. A rock was a place of safety in biblical times. When enemies attacked, people would run to the rock for protection. David said, the Lord is my rock. He was saying, God is my hiding place. God is my defense. God is my cover. He covers me. There's a battle you won because God protected you. Anybody out there in battles with anybody? God brought you out of the battle with people you were dealing with? You thought you escaped because you were smart.
No.
You wasn't smart. Your rock brought you out. You thought you made it because you were strong. But you weren't strong. It was your rock you leaned on. But somebody needs to give God the glory and say, if it had not been for the Lord, who were on my side, come on, where would I be? Come on, praise God for the rock. Hallelujah. The enemy had a plan, but God had protection. The weapon may fall, but it will not win. The enemy may attack, but God is still your rock. He's my rock, and I cannot stand by myself. Matthew 7:24-25 says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon the rock. Jesus said, the storm came. Notice, he did not say, if the storm comes. He said, when the storm comes, everybody need to hear. Same people have storms. Same people always end up in some type of trauma, some type of trouble. Same people get sick. But you got to stay in there and lean on the rock. Same people need money to pay their bills. Sometimes look like they can't make it. Amen. Look like you can't pay that light bill. Amen. Look like you can't pay that gas bill. Look like you can't pay that phone bill. But you keep leaning on the rock. And it's going to get paid sooner or later because you're going to activate your faith. It's your faith that's going to carry you. Faithful people have storms. Prayer warriors have storms. But the difference is not whether the storm comes, the difference is what you are standing on. A house built on sand is going to fall. A house built on a rock will stand. Because the rock is stronger than the rain. The rock is stronger than the wind. The rock is stronger than the storm. Hallelujah. Jesus, the rock of my salvation. Hallelujah. I'm coming to come out of here. Hallelujah. The rock. I can trust the rock. He is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved, David said. I shall not be moved. Not because life is easy. Not because people always treat him right. Not because he never cried. He said it's because he knew who was holding him. My faith is not in my fear.
Thank you, Jesus.
Get out your fear.
Get out
your fear. Yeah. I do know because I came up through the ranks and I know what I'm talking about. Right. I used to say, I feel, you feel what? What you feel? You feel that's all you do. Don't go by your feel. My faith is not my circumstance. My faith is not in people. My faith is in the rock. He's my rock. When I look back over my life, I can say he was my rock when I was crying. He was my rock when I was confused. He was my rock when I was walking through the valley. When my friends left me, he was my rock. When my wife threw me out, he was my rock. When he said that it was my fault that everything went wrong in the marriage, or every lie out there was put out there on me, I had to stand on my rock. Because I know what happened to take two to tangle, don't y'all? When doors closed, he was my rock. When I didn't know which way to go, he was my rock. The rock held me. He holds me. He keeps me. He's my rock of my salvation.
Yes.
The rock kept me when I almost gave up.
Yes.
Anybody ever almost feel like giving up?
Yes. Hallelujah.
I can't lie to y'all.
Yes.
I remember years and years ago, as I got through out and I was sleeping on the floor in an empty apartment, my wife didn't want me no more because I had got into the church. I became born again. And became what I just didn't do, the things that I used to do anymore. I didn't want to get high no more. I don't want no more cocaine. I don't want no more alcohol. I don't want no more popping pills or cheap thrill. I didn't want that no more. And when my wife kicked me out, here I am. And I said, oh, Lord, I'll never forget this. I said, where am I going to go? Then I said back to the Lord, I don't have nowhere else to go. I don't want to go back there. And it was having a revival. Any of y'all remember Durheim's father? They had West Side over there off of Our Avenue, 26. They was having a revival or something. I heard about it. I got a nudge to get to go. A guy, I went to the revival with Durheim's father. Y'all don't know him, he was some preacher. And he was preaching. And he messing around with preaching. He said, if you don't get nothing but a little hope, grab that string and hold on to that little hope. He said, you hold on to that little hope. Hold on to it. Don't let it go. If you hold on long enough, strength gonna come. If you hold on long enough, the deeds gonna show up. I got that night and I held on and here I am today. Give God some praise. 30 years later, here I am. Still holding on. He is my rock. So can't you tell somebody today, build a rock. Stand on the rock. Trust the rock. Because storms will come, but the rock will remain. Trouble will come, but the rock, it will stay. People may change, but the rock won't go nowhere. But the rock still remains. And that rock is Jesus. Come on, let me hear you say, he's my rock.
He's my rock.
He's my rock.
He's my
deliverer. He's my help. He's my hope. My hope for tomorrow. Give God some praise. He's my rock. There's nothing going to stand but the rock. Then to me now, you've got on the rock. And I promise you, he'll show up. We thank God today. You desire prayer. Just step out now. Just step out now. I'm going to pray one prayer.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any feedback for us, email the Red Blonde Fox at blackdarkrebel@gmail.com. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the Red Blonde Fox to receive notifications on our latest episodes. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox.